Hi, did you know that Henry VIII knighted all four of his grooms of the stool? So basically, they're the people that are in charge of wiping his ass for him. So he basically had four different dudes wiping his ass on a daily basis. I mean, how many shits did this dude take that you need four different guys to wipe your ass? Like, wow, that's a lot of shit they had to take. Wow. At least he knighted them. I mean, they must have, I don't know if they got, hopefully they got laid, you know, just by being knighted, because that, you know, that sucks. Oh, what's your title? I wiped the king's ass. Great. That's cool. I'm just a jester in the court. I don't really know what to do with this information. So, I mean, I just find it crazy. I mean, at least he had him knighted, you know, so I guess that's important back in the day. So good on them. I mean, it must have been an embarrassing job and also a very disgusting job, because we don't know what that dude's ass. Ugh, they must have had, I don't even know. Okay. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind, a broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first band, I've had them on my show before. They're really good. They're a rock and roll street metal band called Ancient Rage. They're from Oakland, California. So Kurt is from Dismantled Records. He's releasing their first full-length album. And Kurt is amazing. You got to support everything he does, because he's always helping out bands and doing everything on his own free time. I find that to be the most punk thing you could do, is, you know, do something because you love it, not because you're going to be a fucking millionaire for, you know, from it. And the fact that he's helping out all these bands, like all these bands, including me, even helped, you know, my bands as well. And I will always be super proud, not only to have met him and hung out with him at shows. I think he's such a great dude. I think he's the most punk dude out there. Like, he will travel to see a show. He is so supportive. And this is what bands forget, is people like him. He's very, very important in the scene. I will always say that, because people like that you need in your scene, because if you don't have him, you don't have shit. And that's a fact right there. He fucking rules. Support everything he does. Go on his store. Buy some shit. Don't be a cheap fuck. And buy it. Because this dude is releasing amazing music from bands. And it's amazing. I love all the stuff that he's released. And just help the dude out. He's great. So back to Ancient Rage. The song is called Stuck in My Hell. And it's very, very, like, brutal, vicious. It's everything you would want in a song. It's just, it's so good. I love how the vocals is, like, very street punk. And then the music is just, like, it's just so good. It's different than what I've heard before, but in a great fucking way. It's awesome. It kind of reminds me of Acetus, but more brutal. And I love that. It's, like, more like, you know, I'm going to spit in your fucking face. Like, kind of shit like that. And I love it. And then I'm probably going to bite your face off. So check it out. They have the full length coming out soon. So definitely grab one of those. So this is Ancient Rage with Stuck in My Hell. that was Ancient Rage was stuck in my hell. And his next act is from Germany. It's called, and they're called Alex Hellcat. Oh my gosh. I checked out the music video and this song is called Get It Right. It's so good. You can check that one. The video on YouTube. The reason I love this song, when I received this song, I love it because we're, you know, it's happy, it's hopeful. And the last song, you go from angry, and now I'm going for happy and hopeful. And that's what I like. I like the jumps like that because, you know, not, you don't have to listen to one kind of emotion all the time. You can flip it around and change things up. And it's always good to do that. But what I love about this song is that this song is for people who battle addiction in whatever forms it comes. I know that all too well. I've been 1 year sober. And it's a very, very tough battle because, like, last year I tried it and I failed because I had something horrible happen to me. So then I went right back into it. But it's not an uphill, you know, it's not linear. You know, when you go through an addiction, you're going to go through ups and downs and there's going to be tough days and there's going to, you know, you're like, man, what is wrong with me? I want to be happy. And, you know, it's definitely a habit. It's a habit you need to break, you know, and it's tough and it's a never ending battle. And I give credit to people who have been doing this, you know, battle for years and are still winning. You know, there's some people that it's tough. They're trying. I understand that completely. You know, sometimes you feel like a failure when you don't get it right. I like this song because it's called Get It Right. And, you know, there's going to be a time, you know, when I went through it in the beginning, especially going through the guilt and the emotion of, I'm going to try to get it right. So I understand that completely. You know, because you want to do better the next day. You're like, I will get it right next time. I will get it right. And then when you finally get it right, I mean, it's still, I'm still there. I'm still trying, you know, it's been 1 year and that's the longest I've been sober. And I feel like I finally did, I'm doing something right with my life. You know, it's like, it's tough. I mean, I'm still battling it. There's some days that are tough, but the thing is that you're not alone. And there's people that are going through it right now. And I love this. I love the message and I love the song. I love how catchy it is. They have merch all over Amazon and they have it everywhere. Like, that's amazing. So buy their merch. Check out the music video on YouTube. This dude is like working hard, doing all this stuff. And I love it. I love this song. So this is Get It Right by Alex Hellcat.
It's my end for my sobriety. I'm trying hard, man, I know I have one concern. If I fuck this up, yeah, I would crush it and burn. I hit the ground running fast, cause I gotta learn how to ditch this habit, there is no return. It's like mouth shut, can't talk. I can hear the fucking ticking of the death clock. Another day, wasted away. I'm trying hard, man, but hell, I can let it go. Whips and ends, it's the part, now I cannot cope. The Santa Claus is very loud, I'm already, yo. I gotta quit this shit now, right, let's control.
get it right, I get it right, I get it right.
So that was Get It Right by Alex Hellcat and his next band. I've had him on the show before, and I love when I get music from them because they're so talented. They're Cause of Affliction. They're from Hawaii. And this song that they provided to me is called Baba Yaga, and it's out. So it's their Halloween song. And come on, you got to get in the Halloween spirit. This is the spooky season. And it's such a good song. Check it out. Check their stuff out. And I love when bands come out with like a Halloween song or something different, because it shouldn't just be the Misfits coming out with Halloween music. Come on, people. So it's really cool. Check it out. It's called Baba Yaga by Cause of Affliction. So that was Baba Yaga by Cause of Affliction. And this next band, they're from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. They're called Trash Ambulance. I like the name of that band. So they've been around since 2014. And they're a skate punk trio, and they love to play weird countries and playing as much as they can. And you can't blame any band that wants to play shows and just get out there and just do their thing. I have so much respect for that, because a lot of bands, they will just play one show and then you never really see them again. So I mean, or they just keep playing in their same cities and same towns and weekend in, weekend out. It's like, come on, you got to get out there and just play different places, or else you're just going to be stuck playing the same shows over and over again with the same people. So I love that. I respect the band that you know, will just play as much as they want, and they can, and do it. Why not? I mean, if you have the means to do it, then just go out and play. And I like that about this band. So this song is Split the Difference. It's their newest release, so they have it all on streaming platforms. Check it out. It's just fun. Like, their music is fun, and music is it's definitely stuff that you just want to, like, just chill out. You know, just skate. If you know how to skate, I wish I did. I try skating. I'm not good at it. So, I mean, I could try. I can't even stand on a damn skateboard. That's how much little skateboarding I can do. You know, I have no balance. But for people who like to skate, this is the damn music that you want to listen to, because it's awesome. So they're really good. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram. They're called Trash Ambulance, and this is Split the Difference. So that was Trash Ambulance with Split the Difference, and we're at the last song of the episode. And this last song is so fucking awesome. It's called a band called Half Dizzy, and this is called The Faceless. So it's also a pre-order, so there's a vinyl for this track as well. And they're also releasing a split with their label mates, The Boy Detective, which I've had on my show before. It's so cute that, you know, both bands were on my show, and both bands are great. I love the ska, I love it. But it's such a good fucking tune. Like, I was like, I have to save this for last, because it's fucking awesome too. And I love her I love the vocals. I love the music. I love the vibe, and just like that sort of like two tone. Like, it just I love it. So it's really good. And again, thank you for checking out the episode. Thank you guys for checking out the show and for supporting it, and for the bands that sent in their music. Keep sending me music, izzysmut@gmail.com. I definitely love getting new songs and just checking them out. And I love Love, love, love. Even with bands that I've had on my show before and they send me music again, I'm like, fuck yeah, give it to me. You know, because I definitely like to see what you guys are doing. And I love when bands that I've had on my show before, you know, do things together. I think it's cool when I see like flyers and I see bands playing together and I'm like, oh, I had them on my show. It's really cool. So again, thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the bands. Thank you to everybody that's supported the show and, you know, all the plays that I've been getting and downloads. Like, I'm beyond thankful for everybody for you guys, because you guys are amazing. So by the way, back to this track. The Faceless features Vic from The Slackers, so check it out. I mean, it's so fucking good. It's everything. So check out Half Dizzy. They're always playing shows. That band fucking works hard. So check them out. Check out the song. It's called The Faceless. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks again. And you guys fucking rule, all right? You fucking rule, okay? So thank you. Thank you. And brought out.
Cities on a